Adult daycare centers are allowed to reopen months after states required them to shut their doors. The centers help care for people with dementia or disabilities during the day. Operators and families alike say they've been suffering because of the closures. Jacqueline McFarquhar's mom is 80 years old and has Alzheimer's. For the last 2 years, she's been going to Active Day, an adult daycare center near Cincinnati, Ohio.
6 days a week. And that was her choice. I think she felt like, you know, she, you know, became a little bit popular there.
But when the pandemic hit Ohio, McFarquhar pulled her mom out of the center to protect her from COVID. Then Governor Mike DeWine ordered centers like Active Day to close on March 23rd.
I'm telling you, from that point till now, I can see a decrease in her memory and just everything. She's more confused. She cries a lot more.
And her mom is not the only one suffering. McFarquhar started working from her mom's house so she could take care of her around the clock. She says juggling her job and caretaking is challenging.
The stuff that the center used to do, like the breakfast and the lunch and her medication and stuff like that, I am, you know, solely responsible for that. And you do what you have to do, but it's a lot.
Hundreds of families around the state and thousands around the country have faced the same challenges, in large part because adult daycare centers are among the last facilities being permitted to reopen. Bill Zagorski is with the National Adult Day Services Association.
For years, and again nationally, Adult Day Services continues to be left behind. And then when it is picked up, it's generally thrown in with the same protocols for nursing homes and assisted livings, which I mean, are significantly different.
Neighboring states like Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky allowed adult daycare services to open before Ohio did. In an emailed statement, the Ohio Department of Aging says the delay in reopening was because the centers are congregate settings, where participants interact with others and staff. Plus, those at the center are at higher risk for complications from the virus. While Ohio isn't the last state to reopen, Howard Snyder, who runs Active Day adult daycare centers across the country, says there were very few resources available in the state to help centers stay afloat.
Some states said, hey, you're closed, that's the right thing, but hey, you know, you're a critical part of the safety net. You keep people out of higher cost settings. Keep people healthy. We need to make sure the safety net business survives. And they provided whether it be grant funding or retainer payments.
Ohio did not do that. And as a result, Active Day says it's permanently closing one of two centers in Ohio and delaying the reopening of the other.
It doesn't make sense for us to open. All we're going to do is lose more money being open than we are now not being open because of the limited capacity, because of the testing requirements.
The Ohio Department of Aging requires adult day centers to test all staff and participants before they can reopen. Then centers have to test everyone at least once every other week. The state is also requiring operators to remain at a limited capacity and to have personal protective equipment for participants and staff. All of that's difficult for centers who have been closed for months while still paying bills.
We just kind of drained what we had as far as resources. So, yeah, we were right at the edge. So it was a good time to open back up. We've just been hanging on by a thread.
Dean Washington and his family have run an adult daycare center on Columbus's east side for 2 decades. He says it's unclear how exactly the reopening requirements like testing will be carried out and what help the state will offer to make them happen. Still, his center has reopened its doors.
It's just like kind of going to war. You're going to have casualties, and how many do you want to accept?
Washington says he worries about the future for his business, for his staff, and for the people who have come to rely on his program. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.